Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now, finally, a podcast. Almost 2 years ago, I decided to uproot my life in Sweden to search for my purpose in life. Since then, I have been slow traveling Africa and sharing it through writing. I am Julia, your messy philosophical friend who believes that everyone has a purpose, and here I am searching for mine. By sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener, because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence. So hit that follow button and subscribe, because trust me, you won't want to miss a beat. Without further ado, let's dive into today's post. From live music to midnight markets, indulging in Maputo. A nighttime exploration of Maputo's nightlife. Maputo is so quiet, honestly, it seems a bit boring. My face falls as I hear this statement. Lais, the girl in front of me, has just arrived in Maputo. She is originally from Brazil and has been traveling for a few weeks in Africa. For me, the past 2 weeks have been filled with visa issues and logistics of a possible internship in the north of Mozambique, so I have been keeping still. But this statement made me quite horrified. Maputo is not boring, and I quickly promised Lais to show her just how vibrant the city is if she stays the weekend with me. She agrees. It is Friday, so Maputo is bound to be boiling with activity. I immediately start going through my contacts to find out where the party is tonight. With barely 1 month in this country, I'm impressed by the amount of numbers I have managed to collect. It says something about how very social the social climate is here. We are in luck. There is a live reggae concert tonight at Rua de Arte, and at 8 o'clock one of my friends came to pick us up. It is a new kind of luxury to have friends with cars. It was the first thing I noticed when I landed in South Africa all those months ago. My friends are living a different level of grown nowadays. The car, kids, and career type of grown. I'm not complaining. It's luxurious. When we arrive at the event, the place is dead. I am starting to realize that despite whatever is written on an event poster, all of Mozambican events start at least 1 hour late. We park the car in a dark alley. We are in downtown Maputo and the system of parking is unclear to say the least. But to this day, no car has been stolen, so something must be working. They are still testing the sound while we enter the venue, and the echoes from the reverb rises towards the open sky. It's a simple venue. It looks more like a fenced-in courtyard than anything else. I love that about the infrastructure in Maputo. Life is everywhere. In any kind of corner or space, people have found a way to make it functional. We are sipping on passion fruit caipirinhas as the venue fills up. I introduce Lais to everyone, and everyone is equally welcoming to her as they were to me when I just arrived. After an hour of mingling, I hear a hoarse voice starting to sing. It is the singer Ras Skunk, accompanied by a band that has taken the stage. All of Maputo's Rastas are here to take over the dance floor, and we dance and jump to the beats until our feet are raw. After the concert, Lais and I get invited to some sort of initiation party. The details are unclear, and despite our friend's best efforts to convince us otherwise, we decide to start heading home. In the car, I realize I am starving. But where do you get food in the middle of the night in Maputo? At Mercado Pulmão, of course. The real name is the Barracks of Pulmão de Malangalene. When we get there at 1 a.m., the market is popping. There are people partying and hanging outside of the liquor barracks. There's music pumping from the different barracks, and the noise is absolute. It is a happy energy, and I can't help but marvel at the city and all of its secrets. I follow the smell of fried chicken inside of the market, and within minutes we are all seated on the cement floor devouring Maputo's best fried chicken. Experiencing the markets of Maputo. I woke up bright and early on Saturday morning as my friend Bolo do Amor, Jill, had planned to take me and Lais to Mercado Chipamanine, a huge market that has everything one could possibly need. The mission was to find a traditional healer for me, as I've been feeling heavy in my energy for the longest time. When we get out of the Chapa, the minibus used as public transport, the mud greets us. Long gone are the asphalted roads. The market of Shipamanina is built on mud roads, making everything appear as if it's floating. The traditional medicine section is in the middle of the market, and we have to pass by the cosmetic section as well as the second-hand clothes and shoes before we get there. If I ever need to rebuild the contents of my backpack all at once, this is the market I would use. I wouldn't want to walk here alone, though. The amount of stolen items for sale makes this place filled with lots of weird energies and intentions. Bolo Duamuan is walking a little bit in front of us, talking to the different merchants and healers. He is collecting price offers to see which one has the best local price. He gives us a wave to follow him and another man as they disappear into the labyrinth of paths. He's found somebody. When we arrive, the healer, a man in his 50s, tells me to sit down on a bench in front of me. He doesn't even look at Bolo Duamuan or Lais, even though it was Bolo that said he needed help. It was like the healer could sense that I was in need. He looks at me and asks me a few questions. Bolo helps me with the Portuguese when I can't keep up. After the consultation, where he says I need a proper cleanse, he gives me a price that makes Bolo Duamuan pull me away. No way you are paying that. That is 3 months' salary. This is one of the many blessings that come with having local friends. They will help you to not get scammed. I can highly recommend taking Bolo Duamuan with you if you, just like me, like to go on adventures but want to feel safe at the same time. He speaks both German and Portuguese. I love hanging out at the markets of Maputo. There are so many of them, but I do think my favorite one is Mercado do Povo, a normal food market right next to the cathedral in Maputo. It was the first market I went to on my own, the first place where I started feeling like I knew the local prices and could negotiate for myself. Mercado do Povo means the people's market, and it truly is just that. It opens early in the morning so that the workers of Maputo can go and eat their breakfast, something that in Mozambique mostly consists of food. The breakfast people are quickly replaced by either the lunch crowd or the drunk crowd, or perhaps most accurately, a little bit of both. I love chilling here with a cold doziem, Mozambique's most popular beer, and some good friends. Another similar market is Mercado Janet, which lies behind my hostel, perfect for buying your morning fruits and veggies, but not as nice to chill at, in my opinion. On Sunday, I took Lais to one of the tourist markets, Mercado do Peixe. It is touristy due to the prices and type of food served. There are also a lot of souvenir vendors who walk between Mercado Peixe and Mercado Frango trying to sell their stuff. But if you want to go souvenir shopping for real, I would recommend going to Fema Market. It is filled to the brim with crafts and art. If you want links and photos to all of the markets in beautiful Maputo, click the link in my bio and you shall have them all. Alright guys, that was it for today. As some of you know, this blogcast is part of a larger travel platform that specializes in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to check it out and join our community and get the latest news, the link to theglobalentity.com is in the bio. There you can also find my email address. If you have something to say, something to share, or maybe give me a tip, send me a few lines and let me know what you think. If you enjoy this blogcast and want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, A Few Podcasts, and anywhere really where you get your podcasts. Have a great week and don't forget to dance. Sound and tech production today was Tawanda Joseph Mutsena. Author and producer is me, Julia Cervantes Anderson. See you next time.